Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose. Today is Wednesday, April 22nd, and it's Earth Day. And so I'm here talking with Darby Osborne and Cora Dow about what Earth Day is and what they're doing to celebrate. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. So tell me a little bit more about Earth Day. What is Earth Day? Tell me a little bit more about the history.
Right. So it was started in 1970, 50 years ago today. And it was the brainchild of Gaylord Nelson, a senator from Wisconsin. And he ended up getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom later from President Clinton for his support for Earth Day. And he was inspired after the January 1969 oil spill in Santa Barbara, California, when he flew over it and saw the 800 square miles of oil slick on the water. And so he kind of got together a bunch of people and was a co-chair with Republican Senator Pete McCloskey. And they kind of organized the Earth Day event in 1970. And it continued every year. And in 1990, it went international. Dennis Hayes, a young activist that McCloskey and Nelson recruited, he was the one who made it international. And in 1990, that's when 141 countries participated in Earth Day.
So it sounds like if it began in 1970, it's not just any old Earth Day. Let me do my math here. 50 years, is that right?
Yes, this is the 50 year anniversary.
So that's a pretty exciting milestone for the holiday. I remember celebrating it as a student, going out and planting a tree on Earth Day. I know that there are lots of things happening around the world to acknowledge the 50th anniversary. And including here in Sitka, it sounds like your group maybe is organizing something, but I want to learn first about the group that is relatively new, right? Youth for Sustainable Futures. Can you tell me a little bit about YSF?
Yes. So Youth for Sustainable Futures is a group that was created earlier on in the school year, and it was a way for youth to kind of group together to try to solve environmental problems. So we have students from all three high schools who are currently in our group. And we actually came up with our mission statement earlier. It is to educate, motivate, and advocate for sustainable futures for Alaska. So if you've been following us, we've recently been working on passing some legislation at the local level. So working on getting climate resolutions through the assembly and through the school board. And now, in light of the COVID crisis, we've been turning more to advocating via social media. So we've been creating videos and talking to legislatures and helping the statewide chapter, which is AYA, Alaska Youth for Environmental Action. So we've been turning our attention more towards that. So if any of you would like to stay updated, you can follow us on social media. Just search Youth for Sustainable Futures on either Facebook or Instagram, and we will keep you updated through there.
Yeah, so with the school being sort of closed and having moved to the remote model, how has the group been meeting lately? How have you been organizing?
We have standing meetings every Saturday. So we've been meeting via Zoom. We have a prepared agenda, and then we just move through it as a group.
Earth Day is a good chance for people to get outside or be together to do some sort of group project. What does Earth Day look like now with the current social distancing guidelines?
So we're encouraging people to go outside and social distance, but we're also encouraging people to pick up trash while they're outside and post pictures of them with a trash bag on Earth Day. And they can send them to us on either Facebook or Instagram at Youth for Sustainable Futures.
So if people post a picture, you go out, you pick up a bag of trash and you post a picture and you send that to YSF. Is there a hashtag or anything that people can tag it with?
You can post a picture of yourself with trash that you picked up and share it using the hashtag YSF Earth Day Challenge.
And is there anything else going on online to celebrate Earth Day that people should be aware of?
Yes. So later on today, the Alaska Center is hosting a digital youth climate strike that we encourage everyone to participate in. If you want to, you can just search Alaska Digital Youth Climate Strike on either Google or Facebook, and it'll pop up to register. But I think it'll be a Zoom meeting. It'll be live streamed on both Facebook and Instagram. But it's a great opportunity to learn more about the movement. We have prepared speeches from youth all over Alaska. We have specific workshops. We have breakout rooms to kind of discuss climate and environmentalism as a topic. So it's just going to be a really great way to celebrate this day together with people all over the state who really care about this issue.
All right. And is there anything else you'd like to add this morning about Earth Day or how people can get involved?
So there's a lot of really interesting history with Earth Day. The first Earth Day led to the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency. And after that, it kind of spurred the movement towards more and more environmental protection laws. And so I think the message that we want to put across to everyone is that these do make a difference. Earth Days in the past have made a difference, and we can continue to make a difference, especially with the 50th anniversary. So don't be discouraged just because we can't be together and protest. We can still totally make a difference.
And to add to that too, you always hear make every day Earth Day, but we really want to kind of exemplify that idea, because I think that every day we should be keeping the land that we live on and the earth that we live on in our minds and be thinking about how we can protect it and how we can ensure that all of us really do have a sustainable future. So I just hope that you keep that in mind while thinking about this day and try to carry out the mindset that you hold today throughout the rest of your lives so that we can all protect the planet that we live on.
Thank you so much for joining me today for the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. I've been speaking with Cora Dow and Darby Osborne of the group Youth for Sustainable Futures. And you can go back and listen to this interview on our website at kcaw.org and learn how to get involved there.